It's that time of the morning to get to the Syndio Twitter question of the day. Syndio is your HR experts in Wichita. Syndio for your HR needs. All right, Shane, where are we going today?
That's a little bit of a mashup. This is a what's more likely to happen question at KFH Radio Twitter handle, where you can find it retweeted on the Twitter. What's more likely to happen? Chiefs in the AFC title game, Duke in the Final Four, or KU Hoops winning the Big 12? Yes, all those things are really, really likely to happen. I'm aware of that, people. That's the reason for
the
question.
That's the point.
That's the point. You have to pick one. And I thank you for pointing out that, boy, this is a really tough one. I think all those things. Yeah, I know. I know. But you have to vote on one. Chiefs in the AFC title game, 20%. Apparently still a little skepticism about the Chiefs in the playoffs. Or more confidence in Duke being in the Final Four, 28% after their knee-jerk 34-point demolition of Kentucky. And KU Hoops winning the Big 12 again. That would be 52% of the vote.
You know, yeah, okay. That's a little bit of a homer call, but it's not like they haven't done it a few times in a row. And they certainly, I don't know.
A few times.
There's a lot of water that's got to go under that bridge before you get there. The Chiefs are the closest one to kind of realizing it. Based on where they are this season,
they're further along, I suppose, right? They're going to make the playoffs. Yeah. They have a really good chance of having home field. They have a quarterback, the likes of which they haven't had before.
Yeah.
But I guess old habits and, you know, heartbreak hang around for a while. Tyler on Twitter said, and I always encourage this, either the list should be or here should be a list for you. I've told people over and over again, hit me up on Twitter or email, shane@kfhradio.com. Give me some ideas. I'll use yours, and I'll give you credit for it. Tyler said the list should be WSU makes the tourney, Chiefs make the AFC title game, KU loses the Big 12 regular season, or Duke wins the national title. So he kind of took it a little bit further and dropped WSU.
It's a pretty good one, though.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
The deck is stacked against all these teams to do this, so that's how Tyler went on that one. And I told him, I said, that's clever, and I'm not above stealing
ideas. It is
ideas.
Clever. I like it.
JP, show contributor, says, my pick is the Jayhawks. They have a lot of young talent. I still think KC will make it to the AFC title game, but I feel the Jayhawks are a shoe-in. Okay, shoe-in to win the Big 12 title again. They're preseason number one, but that's only one game. Much like Duke beating Kentucky is only one game, but boy, that's an awful big statement. Are you hearing the stuff coming in about people in the NBA and others weighing in on what they think of Zion Williamson? I mean,
Steve Kerr was saying. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, he stopped short of totally heaping praise on him because he didn't want to get in trouble. I felt like he was like, I'm
tampering.
Not sure exactly what I can say about the guy. You know, so he kind of walked up to the line or what he thought was the line and then stopped. But, man, we talked about him yesterday, and we're not breaking any new ground on what a freak he is. But I can't wait till they play next.
Well, no. I was looking at those four freshmen outscored Kentucky by themselves.
I got a question for you.
86-84. So, yeah.
If Zion Williamson, can we agree he's a one and done?
Yes.
Why would he go to Duke? Why wouldn't you go somewhere? I mean, look, as a supreme athlete that he is, he's going to be able to show off his tools and talents. But why not go to a team that needs him more so he can touch it every play and absolutely just show off for 35 games? You follow the logic? If he was at a lesser team, and any team would want him, any team, he could pick from all 320 whatever teams, pick one that has no star power that needs him, and that he gets to do whatever he wants and treats this like his own personal workout for 35 games in front of NBA scouts. Not that Duke's going to retard his growth, but Duke doesn't necessarily need him to score 30, rebound 14 times, and hand out 6 assists every game. Because there are some games that he's not going to do much. Follow the logic?
Yep,
so,
I do.
So if I'm the best athlete in the country and a one-and-done, an absolute surefire first-rounder when I go pro next year, why wouldn't I go to a lesser program than Duke? That way I can do whatever I want.
Well, the immediate answer is that he's making a good paycheck.
Well, if you want to go that logic, he'd make an even better paycheck, probably at a lesser place.
Yeah, maybe
if
he, so.
If we're alleging that he's getting one.
I mean, I think that there's still a draw to play at a big-time program. I know there is. There's a draw to play at a big-time program that has a chance to win a national championship and to be a part of that. And if you've got to do something for 1 year, excuse me, why not pursue that? Why not be a part of that? And I don't know anything about Zion Williamson. I don't know what kind of student he is. You know, blah, blah. I don't know about that part of the experience. My guess is that most of his experience has to do with basketball and basketball only, with all due respect to Duke and its academic history and the cachet that it has academically. But that's a good question.
I mean, he was born in North Carolina, so maybe there's some of that. He went to Spartanburg Day School in South Carolina. I don't know. I got talking to somebody last night. It's like, all right, he went to high school in Spartanburg, South Carolina. What if he went to USC Upstate? The best player in the country decided to go to South Carolina Upstate because he's only going to be there for 1 year, and you think they wouldn't funnel every single last damn thing offensively through Zion Williamson? Of course they would. So just throwing that out.
But you don't – yeah, I don't know. But you don't win anything and you're not part of something that's bigger than you. There's nothing bigger than Zion Williamson if he goes to UC Upstate.
So that's not
USC
the end game.
Upstate.
He's not going to Duke because he wants to win the national championship is my argument. He's trying to get into the NBA. Anyway.
Or when we come back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.